of reason I'm making this also episode is people saying that this one pastor, which is a witch, she said that the Bible does not condemn witchcraft. Out of her mouth, she say, I believe her name is Laverne. She's a pastor. She's a witch. She's called herself a Christian witch. And she was saying that the Bible does not condemn witchcraft. My friend, in Exodus, the 22 chapter, verse 18, he said, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Now, that one verse also show you that the Bible say you should not make a witch live. She's not worthy to live. She should die. What I say? The Bible say that a witch should not live. Now, I'm going to believe the Bible. I'm not going to believe Pastor Laverne. I think her name is Valerie Laverne. She's a witch. She's a Christian witch. And she said that the Bible does not condemn witchcraft. We can go to the book of Leviticus. We can go to the book of Revelation. We can go to the book of Galatians, where Paul say, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth. So Paul was emphasizing how people can be bewitched for not obeying the truth. But I'm going to stick to one part of scripture. He'd say that in Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. So who is right? The Bible says, let God be true and every man be a liar. Now, I hope you in my podcast, I have a series on where I'm talking to a witch. She was a Christian first. She was a minister first. And then she went to research, and now she fall into paganism, and she's a witch. And her deities, which all her demons, do things for her. I'm telling people that God, the Bible, condemn witchcraft. So if you're a witch and you listen to this, the Bible say that the sorcerer going to have their part in the lake of fire. The Bible say the witch going to have their part in the lake of fire. So if you listen to this and you're not sure about your faith, not your F-A-T-E, F-A-I-T-H, your faith, if you're not saved, you damn. If you are a witch, you damn. And that's why Simon, in Acts the 8th chapter, he heard the message, he heard the gospel, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he won the Holy Ghost, and he won by the Holy Ghost. And Paul and Peter say in the gall of bitterness. The damsel that was in Acts the 16th chapter, she was following Paul and she crying out, and Paul rebuked her. And the Bible say, the spirit of divination left the damsel and it put Paul and Silas in jail. The Bible condemn witchcraft. And if Pastor Laverne and many people decide to be Christian witch, you are damned. You are doomed. You will feel the pain of agonies. Does the Bible condemn witchcraft? That's my series. Does the Bible condemn witchcraft? So on this series, on this episode, I'm going to go through the whole Bible and show you how a familiar spirit, doctrine of devils, all those things are witchcraft. The Bible says even flesh is a witchcraft. Flesh. In Galatians say the work of the flesh, and it's a witchcraft. So the Bible contribute the flesh to witchcraft. So Pastor Laverne the witch Christian witch say that the Bible does not condemn witchcraft. I don't know what kind of Bible she's reading. She must be reading the Book of Shadows. She must be reading another a virgin that's saying that. And it's amazing that how certain Bibles say that the prisoner shall not live. But the Bible say the witch shall not live. In the olden days, how the first king, Saul, he want all the witchcraft, the witches, dies. Yes, he got rid of all the witches. Because a woman that he went to see in Endor, he had to disguise himself to be known. Because the woman know that he was the one that sent an edict out to kill all the witches, and she hid herself. And somebody told him that it's a woman in Endor, she practiced witchcraft. And when she recognized it was Saul, she was very amazed. But Saul said, I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do something for me. I want you to summon up Samuel for me, because God have departed from me. And when she saw the spirit came up, now she didn't do this. God let Samuel came up to rebuke Saul, because Samuel say, why you disquiet me? Seeing that God and everything that he said while he was living, when he dead and the spirit came up and told me exactly the same thing. So my question to people, and my answer to people, does the Bible condemn witchcraft? Yes, the Bible condemn witchcraft, because in Exodus 22:18, say, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And that's just one verse I'm dealing with. On my other episode, I'm going to show you through the book of Leviticus how the Bible condemns witchcraft. I'm going to go further down and show the book of Galatians. I'm going to show you a book how it says it's the work of the flesh, is witchcraft. Let me show you also that in Revelation, amen, that how the merchant was witches. So the Bible condemn witchcraft, and we gotta wake up and know that the church is full of witches, because they think that witchcraft tie to being a Christian. But witchcraft does not tie to be a Christian, because if witchcraft is the flesh, and we are not to be in the flesh, we ought to be in the truth. Because the Bible said the truth shall make you free. The spirit, the Bible said, we have no confidence in the flesh. So if witchcraft is of the flesh, that's not good. Because if it's sold to the flesh, corruption. But if it's sold to the spirit, so if witchcraft is of the flesh, and if you're in the flesh, because if you see, you know, and I'm going too far. It's a preview now. This introduction of saying that God condemn witchcraft in the Bible. And my first reference is Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Amen. Plain and simple. I mean, you shall not suffer a witch, a sorcerer, a person of a familiar spirit, to live. They shall die. Amen. So the Bible say in 1 Chronicles 10:13, say Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord, and even consulted a medium for guidance. And also 1 Samuel 15:23 say, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he will reject you as king. In 1 Samuel 22:23 say, stay with me. Don't be afraid. The man wants to kill you is trying to kill me too. You will be safe with me. In 2 Chronicles 33:6, it say he sacrificed his children in the fire of the valley of Ben Hinnom, practiced divination and witchcraft, sought omens and consulted mediums and spiritualists. He did much evil in the eye of the Lord. Arose his anger. Are you saying that does the Bible condemn witchcraft? Yes, the Bible condemns witchcraft, because in Leviticus 19:31, it says, do not turn to witchcraft or medium or seek spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. In Leviticus, the 20th chapter, verse 6, it say, I will set my face against anyone who turn to witchcraft or medium and spiritists to prostitute themselves by following them. I will cut them off from their people. The danger of witchcraft. In Leviticus 20, I'm still in the book of Leviticus. A man or woman who is a medium or a witch or spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads. And Miss Laverne, Reverend Laverne, saying that the Bible don't condemn. I don't know what Bible she reading. Because the King James Version and other, and we can look at the same verse of Leviticus 20 through other English standards, say a man or woman who is a medium or necromancy shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. The King James Version say that a man also or woman that have a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stone. Their blood will be upon them. So I don't know. Ms. Laverne trying to convince people to join the club of witchcraft. As I mentioned before, witchcraft is siding with the demons and devils and doctrine of devils, because they don't know two forces in this world. God and the devil, they know other force. Now you might call your demons deities, but demons are damned. Satan is damned. And if you follow witchcraft, you're gonna be damned also. So Revelation say, as I mentioned, Revelation say that the light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world important people, but your magic spell, the nation were led astray. So if you go to other versions and read that same verse. So I don't know what Miss Laverne, Reverend Laverne was reading, because in the King James Version say, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in her. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchant, that means the sellers, were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. Now, if you remember, when Hillary Clinton was running for presidency, she would have guidance to a demon. She would have guidance from witches would come and give her guidance. But the witches didn't work. Donald Trump became president. So, I heard Tom Brady's wife is a witch. So I'm telling you, if you keep on consulting these witch, they witch gonna put you on a slope of destruction. Kobe Bryant was a warlock, was a wizard, the Black Mamba. And snake is of the serpent. Snake is of the devil. Eve got deceived by the serpent. The serpent twisted scripture on Eve and told Eve, you shall not surely die. And look what happened. She got kicked out of the garden with her husband. Just like Kobe Bryant. I don't know what he did. But anytime witchcraft can make you prosperous, because Satan wanna bless you, but Satan gonna damn you. He wants you to worship him. Or you know that he's damned. And if you ain't following his ways, and when they're tired of you, he's gonna kill you. So the Bible does condemn witchcraft. Don't believe people that say that you can be a good witch. There ain't no good witch in this world. All witches are evil. I don't care if you're prosperous, I don't care if you're poor, I don't care if you're black, I don't care if you're white. If you're a witch, you curse. Because the Bible say, let them die. Stone them to death. In the Old Testament now. Amen. So, but guess what? In Revelation 21, 18. And they say, and I'm going to go through the third series. Show you an example of how bad was witchcraft. Witchcraft is a devious, dark magic, evilness. They no good in witchcraft. I don't care if they promise you $1 billion. Let me be poor on my way to heaven. Let me be rich on my way to hell. Your demons might give you $1,000. Your demons might give you things what you praying and you all this. Listen, I'd rather wait on God than have a quickie and then end up in hell and then end up in a lake of fire forever. But Revelation 21:8 says, but the coward and unbelieving and vile and murderers and sexual immortals, those who practice magic arts and adultery and all lies, they shall have consigned to the fiery lake of sulfur. This is the second death. Now, in the King James Version, this is what it say in King James Version. It say this in the King, and that's why I say that people must have a Bible that was rearranged toward witchcraft. Her Bible might not be saying the same thing that our Bible say. And that's why we got to be very careful the version of Bible we are reading. Because every Bible don't point to God. There's some Bibles that they're taking a lot of things out of the Bible just to trick you, twist you, and make you become a witch. But the King James Version say, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers. Sorcerers are witches and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, was burned with brimstone, which is a second death. The second death is a lake of fire. So be careful the versions y'all reading. And the ESV say, but a fearful Well, it say, but as for the coward, the faithless, the detestables, the murderers, the sexual morals, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burn with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying that the Bible condemn witchcraft. In Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not. If you are a witch, you believe it not. If you're a Christian, you believe. If you're a witch, if you're a Satanist, if you're a voodoo doctor, you don't believe. And you are damned. Why? Because you don't believe. Isn't it the Bible? Mark 16, verse 16. And I'm making this series to tell people the devastation of you being a witch. The treacherousness of you being a witch. By you being a witch, you sign your ticket to the lake of fire. By you being a witch, you are siding with Satan, which is damned. Galatians 5, 19 and 20 say, the act of the flesh are obvious. Sexual morality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage, selfish ambition, sensations, and friction. And also in Galatians, how Paul emphasized and tell them the danger of witchcraft. Amen. And also in Mecca 5, 10, and 12. Now she said this out of her mouth that the Bible does not condemn witchcraft. So I'm reading verses in the scriptures. And I will explain more. But I want to go through the whole Bible and tell you that God condemn sorcery. God condemn necromancy. God condemn familiar spirit. God condemn magic. God condemn you going to psychic hotline. God condemn horoscope. And Mecca 5:10-12 say, in that day, declare the Lord, I will destroy your horses from among you and demolish your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all the strongholds. I will destroy your witchcraft and you will no longer cast spells. This is what the Bible say. I'm going what the Bible say. You can't keep the Bible say that God be true and every man be a liar. Amen. And also in Acts 19, 17 and 20 say, when this became known, they say, when this became known to the Jews and Greek living in Ephesus, they all seized with fear. Right? And the name of the Lord Jesus was laid in the high honor. Many of those who lived now became and openly confessed what they have done. And a number who have practiced sorceries bought their scroll together and burned them publicly. When they communicate the value of the scroll, the total came to 50,000 dirhams. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. I'm talking about the Bible condemns witchcraft. In Isaiah 8, 19, 22, they say, when someone tell you to consult a medium, consult a witch, consult a spiritist who whispered and muttered, should not a people inquire of their God who consult the dead on the behalf of the living? Y'all keep on going on psychic hotline. Consulting God, instruction, and the testament of warning, if anyone does not speak according to the word, they have no light of dawn. Distress and hunger, they will groan through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged and looked upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. This will happen when you trust in sorcery or illusion. You go to the voodoo doctor. And listen, if you're a woman, can we talk? If you're a woman and you go into a voodoo doctor, the voodoo doctor gonna want as a self-sacrifice from you. You wanna have sex with you first. Then take your money and cast the voodoo to work for you. So you become a prostitute. You prostituting your body to enhance a spell of voodoo. In Isaiah 19:1-4, and it said, the prophecy against Egypt, see the Lord ride on a swift cloud, is coming to Egypt. Idols of Egypt tremble before him, and the heart of the Egyptian melt with fear. I will stir up the Egyptian against Egyptian. Brother will fight against brother. Neighbor against neighbor. City against city. Kingdom against kingdom. The Egyptian will lose heart, and I will bring their plan to nothing. They will consult the idols and the spirits of the dead, the medium and the spiritists. I will hand the Egyptian over to the power of the cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declare the Lord Almighty. So y'all keep on listening to these people that's saying that they know way the Bible condemn witchcraft. And now that's why Simon decided, after hearing the gospel, he gave his life to Jesus. In Acts, the 8th chapter, verse 9 through 13, he say, now sometime a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. They called him a man of God. And all the people, both high and low, gave their attention and exclaimed, this man is the rightly called the great power of God. They follow him because he had amazed them for a long time with sorcery. But when they believed Philip and proclaimed the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself baptized and believed and baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great sign and miracle he saw. Amen. So I'm telling you that God condemn witchcraft. And it go further. Even the Deuteronomy 18:10, and it say, let no one be found among you who sacrifice their sons or daughter in the fire, who practice divination or sorcery interpret omens, engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consult the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, because these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You will be blameless before the Lord your God. The nation you deposits. Listen to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. God don't want his children to be involved with witchcraft. Because witchcraft is bad. Witchcraft is you going to drink poison, and you know the poison gonna kill you. Amen. I'm talking about the danger of witchcraft. And this last one I want to read to you. And it's in Isaiah 47, 8 through 14. But I want you to read it for yourself. I want you to read it for yourself. I want to tell you the danger. Let me give you one verse. Both of these will overtake you in a moment. On a single day, loss of children and widowhood, they will come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorcery and all your potent spells. God condemn witchcraft. Believe me, my friend. Don't listen to the old lady on the porch. Don't listen to the woman that says she's a missionary. Don't even listen to your pastor. But listen to the spirit within you. God condemn witchcraft. Because in Isaiah 47:11, say, disaster will come upon you, and you will not know how to conjure it away. A calamity will fall upon you, and you cannot ward off your ransom. Catastrophe cannot foresee will suddenly come upon you. He said, keep on then with your magic spell, with your many sorcery, which you have labored at since childhood. Perhaps you will succeed. Perhaps you will cause terror. Now, there's a lot of people that say they was born into witchcraft. Which, you know, my page is Born of Witchcraft and Christian. And a lot of people thought I was going to be a witch. But thank God for the power that saved me to take me out of witchcraft and put me in the Word of God. And a lot of Christian witches out there, pastors that are witches, female pastors that are witches. But it's a danger of you being a witch. Daniel, now if magic and astrology were so wonderful, why would a king commanded all the magicians, astrologers, and sorcerers and Chaldeans to die? Let's pick it up, my friend. Daniel 2 say, and in the second year of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep take break from him. Then the king commanded to call the magician, astrologers, sorcerers, Chaldeans, to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then the king of this, then expect the Chaldean to the king in Sirach, O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the king, the thing is gone from me. But he will not make known unto me the dream, the interpretation thereof. Ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if he show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Then answered again and said, let the king tell the servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said, I know of a certain that you will again have time, because you see the thing is gone from me. So listen, my friend, that we see that how these people couldn't interpret the king's dream. And what happened? He called. Then Daniel and his friend went to the Lord, and the Lord revealed the secret to Daniel. And listen what it says in verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the season. He removed the kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret thing. He know what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my father, who have given me wisdom and might, and that made unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king matter. So what I'm saying to individuals listening to this very carefully, I'm saying that all the magicians, all the sorcerers, all the astrologers, and the Chaldeans could not interpret. The Chaldeans could not interpret the dream that the king dreamt. So people that are in witchcraft, your witchcraft does not mean nothing compared to the mighty power of God. And if you listen to this, God, and in verse 28 it say, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secret and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days, thy dreams and thy vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. So God still reveals secret to mankind. But mankind rather go to the witch. Mankind rather go to the psychic hotline. Mankind rather go to Kalamba. I'm telling you, these things are nothing but the devil. Witchcraft is of the devil. Sorcery is of the devil. Astrology is of the devil. Because the devil don't know nothing. Devil have limited power, but our God have unlimited power. Because the Hebrew boys went to God, and God revealed it to Daniel. Because Daniel say, blessed be the name of a God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are these. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to you that God condemn witchcraft, sorcerers, astrologer, psychic hotline. Those are dangerous, and those things can damn you. So trust in the Lord and don't go after magic or sorcery, because these things hurt Saul, the first king. Because the Bible say that the reason why Saul died, because he consulted a witch. The danger of witchcraft. Are y'all listening? The danger. This thing can damn you to hell. Amen.
Careful what people put in our spirit. My message today is to ask the question, does the Bible condemn witchcraft? Does the Bible condemn witches, witchcraft, sorcery, familiar spirit, astrology? My main message today is, does the Bible condemn witchcraft? I'm telling you today that the Bible condemns sorcery. The Bible condemns necromancy. The Bible condemns horoscope. Amen. And if you are listening to this message and you are a witch, the Bible condemns your situation. If you are a wizard, the Bible condemns you. What I say? If you are a sorcerer, the Bible condemns you. I will listen to this lady. She's a Christian witch. Her name Pastor Lauren or whatever her name is. And she say the Bible does not condemn witchcraft. Now, in the book of Exodus 22:18, the Bible said, I suffer not a witch to live. What did it say? I suffer not a witch to live. The Bible say you're not worthy to live upon this earth. Saul died because he consulted the witch of Endor. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. On Saul's tombstone, it say a man that consulted a witch, and he died because he consulted a witch. If you are listening to this, my friend, amen, and you are thinking about going to Karamba. You know what Karamba is? Karamba is you consulting a medium to tell your future about your situation in love affair. What's wrong with the word? What's wrong with prayer? Prayer still works. God still answer prayer. Amen. And you might be saying that prayer don't work for me. You know why prayer don't work for you? Because you're not in the will of God. Amen. You in sin. God don't bless mess. Amen. So if anyone say that God does not condemn witchcraft, you are reading the book of shadows. You're reading a book that contradict what God say. You got your own private interpretation. Because the Bible condemns from Leviticus to Deuteronomy to Galatians. And the Bible say, hey, glory to God, that witchcraft is of the flesh. And in the same book of Galatians, it says, I suffer not a witch to, it say that who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who eyes? Paul say, you started well. You begun in the spirit, now you're manifest in the flesh. Who have charms you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. Anyone that lists this message, and you are indulging in witchcraft. And listen, people that are in witchcraft. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me say this. Hallelujah. Because when you look in the Bible, and witchcraft was so powerful in the book of Daniel, how when the king King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Amen. And no one in the palace, hallelujah, could give an interpretation of the dream. Amen. And the king got so mad that he said, I want everyone, hallelujah, the sorcerer, the Chaldeans, and all those men, I want them to die. I want them to cut in pieces. And the Bible, look what Bible said. And the Bible say, and the king said unto them, I have a dream, and my spirit was troubled, hallelujah, to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Ziklag, O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me if you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation. Therefore, you shall be cut to pieces. Glory to God. And guess what? The Bible says, verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel answered the God of heaven, and answered and said, blessed be the name of the God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the time and the season. He removed a king and set it upon kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. But listen, it goes further, my friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In verse 28, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secret. So why are we going to the witch? Why are we going to the wizard? Why are we going to the voodoo doctors? Why are we going reading the horoscope? Listen. And in verse 27, it says, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king have demanded, cannot the wise man, the astrologer, the magicians, the soothsayer, show unto the king. Who can do it? Daniel. He say, hallelujah, there is a God in heaven that reveal a secret and make known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days, thy dream and the vision of thy head upon the bed are these. What you saying? And he said, as for thee, O king, thy thought came into the mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealed secret might known to thee what shall come to pass. As for me, this secret is not to reveal to me as any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and thou might knowest the thought of his heart. I'm saying to somebody out there, God condemn witchcraft. You might be a TikTok witch. You might be a YouTube witch. God condemns you because you are following Satan's pernicious way. and you lead to destruction. You lead to pain. You lead to agony, just like Saul. God departed from him, and he's trying to go to the witch in secret, and God revealed it. When Saul died, the Bible say he went to the witch. And I'm saying this to tell somebody out there, God condemned witchcraft. God condemned sorcery. God condemned the merchant that, hallelujah, spells, put sorcery on. Look at Hillary Clinton in 2016. She went to the witch. And the witch make her lose the election. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God condemned witchcraft. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're a witch. I don't care if you say you never done no spell. If you are a witch, God condemns you. Give your life to Jesus Christ right now before it's too late.
Why do Christians hate witches? Let me say this, my friend. We don't fear you. I am a Christian, and I don't hate a witch. Every day on my journey, I try to have conversation. I try to have a commitment, a connection with a witch. I want to know why you're a witch. So we don't really hate you, but we want to help you. We want to guide you to know that the end is a lake of fire. So while you telling us that they fear us, their religion is based on bullying, abusing a deity who will demonize anyone who don't pay his little abuse game. They know we have skill they will never have, and they are intimidated by someone who won't be bullying into submission. Sorry at all. No, my friend, listen, we are not bullying the witches now. I'm not. I always try to have a conversation with a witch. So if a witch, I have a channel on TikTok, and it's called Hope, Help, and Healing. And I have a channel on YouTube, and it's called Life Journey 37. Now I have another channel, it's called Why Suffer a Witch to Live. Now my channel is not to chase witches away. My channel is to gear to tell Christian the secret of how to help a witch. So we don't hate a witch. I love a witch. Amen. Because one of the reasons why I say I love a witch, because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says, it talks about how Simon was a witch. And by Simon being a witch, Simon was doing his performance. Yes, he was doing his performance one day. And Philip was in town. And how Philip didn't stop Simon's show. But Philip was minding his own business, and he was preaching the gospel, just like what I do. I don't preach hate. I preach love. And the love that I preach, I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to teach. Amen. You all. So we see that how Simon, and I'm reading Acts the 8th chapter. And verse 13. And it say, then Simon himself believed also. Now let's go further up. How this started. In verse 9 say, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before in the same city use sorcery and bewitch the people of Samaria, giving out himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he have bewitched, he have duped, he have bamboozled them with sorcery. But when they had believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon also believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracle and sign which were done. Now, the same Simon, now, listen to what the Simon said. The same Simon, in verse 17, they then lay hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of hands, apostle hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, and on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast through the gift of God made. Now, listen to what I say. I'm just going to abbreviate 20 after I read it. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. So what Simon was trying to do, he thought that, see, he always been in the business of his gift, giving him money. And you being a witch, you think your gift give you money. See, I don't preach for money. I don't teach for money, because I have a job. And I have a job so that people won't try to bribe me through funds, so I become a money hungry. So Simon thought that he's going to use the Holy Ghost. Anybody that received the Holy Ghost, they should pay him. But Peter say this now. Peter say, you has neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not far in the sight of God. Repent of this wickedness and pray, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. Now, the reason why Peter say, for I perceive that thou art in a gall of, now, if you open a fish, if you are a fisherman, or if you clean your fish, and if you just cut that bitterness in that fish, the whole fish is bitter. So Peter was saying that you better get this thing right, Simon. Even though you got delivered from being in the witchcraft, don't think that you can buy this Holy Ghost and then the Holy Ghost becoming a great investment for you. No. And what I'm saying, that why do Christian hate witches? I don't hate a witch. Now, I don't know, you met some Christians that's not knowledge of the word of God. There's some Christian that, yeah, they might hate you. You think they hate you, but deep down, they don't hate you. They love you. They want to escape you from the lake of fire. Because one of the reasons why you're going to the lake of fire, because the Bible say that you're going to the lake of fire. The Bible say that in Revelation, the 21 chapter, I believe it's 21 chapter, the 21 chapter, and they say, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. So Christian does not hate witches. Our job is to reach you with the gospel. Now, Satan might be telling you that we hate you. We don't hate you. We're not intimidated by you. Amen. I'm not intimidated by you. Listen. I always want to interview a witch. I want to interview why they became a witch. I want to interview a witch. I say, why you became a witch? I always want to know. If you go on the same podcast, I interview a pagan witch. And my conversation was not to condemn her. My conversation is just to have a basic conversation of why she became a witch. Now, this young lady was a Christian. This one lady say she was a minister at one point in her journey of life. But she got some mishap. You know, she got raped. Some incident happened to her by the pastor. And so now she seek help. And she got introduced to this man that looked like he was beat up and he got white face, you know, and she became a witch. So we Christian does not hate a witch. And the reason why we don't hate a witch, because in Acts the 16th chapter, now Paul was minding his business. Paul was minding his business. And the Bible say, when Paul was minding his business, there was a woman, a damsel. Amen. A damsel was following him around. Right? And what happened when he was following him around, Paul turned around and then rebuked the witch, rebuked the spirit that was in this damsel. Amen. Because if you know, our job is not to hate. Our job is not hate. And the reason why our job is not to hate, because the Bible say, amen, let your light shine and men may see good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Right? And also, we as being Christian, the Bible say, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Right? So, our job is not to hate. So, by you saying, why do Christians hate witches? We don't hate witches. And the reason why in Acts 16, chapter verse 16, it's an incident that happened that how this young lady was crying out. And Paul rebuked the spirit of divination in this woman. And they end up locking Paul and Silas up. But listen, in Acts 16, verse 16, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us. What he does? He met us. Met us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. So she was a crystal ball reader. She was a psychic hotline. The same follow Paul and us and Christ, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. So our plan, my plan, as being a Christian, is not to condemn you. My plan is not to hate you. My plan not to go toe-to-toe with you, but my plan is to love on you so you can see the love of God and you can say, what must I do to be saved? So this damsel, she was crying out. She said, these men are the servant of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Now, verse 18 say, and this did she many days. So this woman was tormenting Paul, See, me example, I want to have relationship with a witch. I want to get to know why you became a witch. I'm not going to condemn you. I want to know what happened. Because 95% of the women, especially who are witches, they got hurt. Amen. They got hurt. Yes, they got hurt. And some of them, they say they was born into witchcraft, but that's not true. You was not born a witch. Something happened down the road. And you use witchcraft as a band-aid rather than getting healed. Amen. So what happened? And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit. He said, see, he didn't say to the young damsel. He said to the spirit that's in the damsel. So we as being Christian, we don't hate you. We hate the spirit that's in you. Let me say it again, my friend. Christians does not hate witches. We hate the spirit that's in you. As Paul say, he say, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. What happened? What happened to Paul and Silas? Paul and Silas, they got in trouble. Why they got in trouble? Because number one, these people, gain got cut. They money business, psychic hotline, crystal ball reading got cut. And the Bible say, and when her master saw that the hope of their gain were gone, they called Paul and Silas and threw them into the marketplace unto the ruler and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. Now they didn't trouble the city. Amen. The damsel was troubling Paul and Silas because she was crying out, these men show salvation. And the witch was attacking Paul. Hear me now. So you saying that, why do Christians hate witches? We don't hate you. We hate the spirit that's in you. Because the spirit that's in you is damned. The spirit that's in you, he's damned. Because Satan is damned. There's only two powers in the world. God and the devil. Amen. Hear me. And we know that the devil is damned. Because the devil, final day is going to be a lake of fire. So imagine if you falling, and a lot of you are going to say that, oh, I don't follow the devil. There's only two powers in this world, the God and the devil. And if you ain't following God, you're following the devil. You just have another mask on, which means you become a witch. So they put Paul and Silas in jail because he cast out a spirit that was in a damsel, which is the spirit of divination. So we, as being Christian, we don't hate y'all. I want to get to know you because my mother was a witch. My story is why I love witch so much. And the reason why I love witch so much is because my mother was a witch. And before my mother died, she was in pain. She had throat cancer. She had bad knees. She had breast cancer. And she was in pain. And every day I went to the hospice. Now, it's 9 of us. 2 died. Amen. And I wrote my mom a letter before she went to the hospice. I wrote my mother a letter before she got sickness. And my mother showed my other sibling that I call her a witch through those letters. Amen. And for one whole year, my mother didn't receive me. My mother didn't want to do nothing do nothing with me. She told my sister that if she died, she don't want me to come to her funeral. But guess what? I did my mom eulogy. But before my mom died, I went to the hospice almost every day so my mother can confess Jesus as Lord, confess Jesus as God, confess Jesus as her Lord of her life. My mother didn't do that. Now, I don't know where the mother is in heaven or hell. That's I'm not God. I'm not going to judge her faith. I'm not going to judge her. I'm not God. But the one I'm saying, I reached out to my mother by coming there every day. Now, every day I would go there, to start all this conversation is why people become witches, why people choose witchcraft. Now, some people choose witchcraft because the number one thing is they got hurt in church. They got hurt by God. They say that they might get hurt by the Christian God, and they call the Christian God a monster. So they decided, since they don't want nothing to do with God anymore, they decide to be introduced to another God, which is the God of this world. See, Satan is not going to reveal who he is. A lot of people don't believe that Satan exists. So what Satan does, Satan hides. And Satan gives you something else. And he gives you witchcraft. He give you the ability to have supernatural power. He give you ability to talk to the dead. He give you ability to see the future. He give you the power to talk to people that are hurting. Even deep down, you are hurting yourself. So why people choose witchcraft? They choose witchcraft because Satan brainwashed them. I can say it, but yeah, safe way brainwash you. Because Satan not going to tell you who he is. He hide behind darkness. And he reveal himself to you by saying that I can do this for you. I can make you very athletic. I can make you a great singer. I can make you a great actress. And what he does, he paint the picture of prosperity. And now you are brilliant. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And now you're saying that you are the most gifted, the most powerful person in your house, in your family, because you have chosen to be a witch. And that's one of the reasons why people choose witchcraft. People choose witchcraft because they want unlimited power. Just like Eve, when a serpent told Eve, you should not surely die, but God knows when you pick the fruit, you'd be like gods, knowing good and evil. So people become witches or choose witchcraft because they want power. And they get the power, my friend. But it's not a limited power. It's limited, not unlimited. God have the unlimited power. And we Christian, we have power. We have power to resist the devil. We have power, glory to God, no weapon that form against thee shall prosper. So if a witch put a spell on Christian, it will not come nigh thee. Amen. Yeah. And if you are half Christian, amen, if you are astride the fence, the witch spell will work on you. Why? Because you're not fully committed to God. I've heard Christian, I'm a Christian, but why this witch spell is working on me? Because you are straddling the fence. You're playing church. You got one foot in the world and one foot in church. But when both foot is in God, no weapon that form against thee shall prosper. And the Bible say, hey, glory to God, little children, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So why people become witches? They become a witch because they've been hurt. They become a witch because they're hungry for power. Hey, come on now. And they become witches, my friend, because they're not humble. They want supernatural power. They want to be gifted. And I read a comment about a young lady saying that why Christians hate witches. We don't hate you. And we're not intimidated by you. We don't fear you. Amen. I don't. And listen, and the reason why I'm saying this humbly, because I'm a child of God. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. The Bible says, put on the helmet of salvation. Put on a breastplate of righteousness. The shield was block all the spells from these witches. And your feet shall prepare the gospel of peace. And the sword, which is the word of God. So we're not afraid of a witch. But the main thing I'm trying to say is that why people decided to be a witch. You wasn't born a witch. You got hurt. That's why you jump to get a band-aid rather than being healed or help or have hope in God. Now you're a witch. But my advice to you is come out before it's too late. When it's too late, when you die in being a witch. Like the Bible says, how Saul, the first king of Israel, he died because he consulted a witch and he never recovered. He never got the potter from him. And the reason why God departed from him because he went to the witch rather than being obedient to God. Listen to God. Don't fear the people. And don't consult the witch. So the Bible say he died because he consulted a familiar spirit. He consulted a wizard. He consult, hallelujah, sorcery. And that's why people become witch. They become witch because they hurt. They become witch because they're hungry. And they become witch because they're not humble. Amen. Are you a witch? I like to talk to you. If you are a witch, you can email me. That's Rome, R-O-A-M, International, 247 @gmail.com. And I like to know why you became a witch. Let's have a conversation. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna condemn you. I just wanna know why you became a witch. Amen. Because you can get out of it. You can be saved from it. And God can deliver you and God can heal your hurt. Amen. So why people become witches? Why people become into witchcraft? Those three H. Amen. Now some people might say, how is witchcraft bad? They say, keep in mind, some people get confused between witchcraft versus sorcery. They say witchcraft, a religion, and sorcery is a person who use magic with no spiritual aspect to it. To be clear, sorcery is not bad or either. And I'm quoting people. Now I'm quoting people that they use these logical terms to continue in their devious, demonic way. Continue. And they say that the spiritual path of witchcraft use magic. And she say, I spell magic with a K to distinguish it from stage or pretend magic. You see it in places like Las Vegas. Magic can be scary for some people. Now I'm quoting this young lady. And they don't like the idea of someone having that much power, they fear that someone will misuse this power. Little do they know that we all possess this power and we all use this power sometime daily. Most people are unaware when they use it. How do you use magic? As a magic used to use intention, you send your desire out into the universe to change something. Prayer is a great example of it. Now, let's make this plain. Magic and prayer is different. Prayer is consulting God. Magic is consulting the devil. Amen. Magic and prayer is not the same. So when she say, listen, let me read again. How do you do magic? Magic use your intention. You send your desire out into the universe to change something. Prayer is a great example of this. No. Prayer and magic is two different things. Prayer does not hurt people. Prayer is to change you. Amen. Magic hurt people. So, let's continue. Magic honor different deities and polygamistic. And for those paths that feel they are the true path, this can be threatened to them. Some think it's a religious crime not to believe in their God. Listen, in Mark 16, verse 16, since you're on the subject, she say, some think it's a religious crime not to believe in their God. The Bible say, the fool have said in his heart there is no God. That's number one. Number two, it say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish. Whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So to believe in God, you will have eternal life. But if you don't believe in God, you're going to perish. And a third point I'd like to make, in Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So it's a choice. It's a choice that you have to make while living on planet Earth. What is the Bible? Basic instruction before leaving Earth. Now, a lot of people doesn't want God in their life. A lot of people doesn't want God in their life. They don't want Jesus in their life. But Jesus Christ say, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And a lot of people choose darkness rather than light, that their deed might be reproved. So let me read what she said again. It say, magic honor different deities and polygamistic, and those paths that feel there are one and true path, this can be threatened to them. Some think it is a religious crime not to believe in their God. But this simply isn't true. It's just a different path to get to the source. And your source is God. Your source is not magic. Your source is not those deities you call demons. You are hurting your soul. And you're hurting your body. But most of all, you are hurting your soul, because when you die in being a witch, you're not going to heaven. You're not even going to Summerland. Summerland is a myth. And that's my cue. Now, someone asked a question. Could someone still be a follower of God, but still be involved in witchcraft? In Revelation, the ninth chapter, and we see that how people can say they are Christians, and they can be in witchcraft and don't even know it. And it's amazing how Paul. Let's go to Revelation first. Revelation 9th chapter, verse 20 and 21. And it say, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plague, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, which is demons, and idols of gold, statues and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. 21. Neither repenting of their murder, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. So these men that were spared, amen, they didn't repent at all. They didn't repent of worshiping demons. They didn't repent of worshiping idols. See, Dan was not the name of the tribes in heaven. When it say the tribe of you know, the 12 tribe, Dan was not name. Because Dan worshiped idols. So we'll see that these men didn't repent of their idol worshipers. They didn't repent of their murders. And the most important thing that they didn't do, they didn't repent of their sorcery, their familiar spirit, their doctrine of devils, and neither their fornication nor their theft. There are a lot of people. There are people in the church. They dance, they shout, they speak in tongues, they do all this, but behind closed doors, they're worshiping statues. They're still fornicating. They're still murder. Being a murderer is not just executing someone. Being a murderer is hating someone. And thief, you know, it's amazing that on the subject of thief, I record my sister-in-law wedding, and my mother-in-law stated to my wife, her daughter, I'm not going to give him back his DVD. That's death. She got something that belongs to me. And she claimed to be a Christian. And also, next one is Galatians 5:19-21. Now the work of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I told you in time past, that they which do such thing shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And last but not least, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, he said, O foolish Galatian, who have bewitched you that he should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidence set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you: receive the Spirit by the work of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Have begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? So what Paul was saying, that they started in the Holy Spirit, but now they're manifested more in the flesh, in carnality. And it's sad that how people enjoy witchcraft. They enjoy sorcery. They enjoy going to their horoscope. They want to see what their sign going to bring them luck. Let me see what Gemini say. Let me see what Cassis say. That's witchcraft, my friend. So someone asked, could someone still be follower of God, but still involved with? Yes. But you know what going to be? In Matthew 7:21-23, read it in your spirit time. God will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, workers of iniquity. They had works, but it was not in the will.